time to bring in Mike Causey and take a look at sports and the Dodgers get stronger. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
They picked up another pitcher for their roster.
They had to because the other guy's in jail.
That's right.
So it's a zero-sum game, as one of my friends likes to use that term. Yeah, Bauer's done. So they had to replace him. They replaced him with Scherzer. So they didn't really make themselves stronger. They made themselves equal to what they were.
All right, and the Yankees picked up another left-handed bat, but yesterday it shows you the exact reason why anybody who's a Yankee fan and still thinks that they have a chance this year, the inconsistency is just glaring, and yesterday they got their little fannies kicked, and they just had no pitchers to do anything.
Yeah, Tom Brady threw two touchdown passes, and Tampa Bay won 14-0 yesterday.
It's a good thing that they didn't kick any extra points.
What a disaster. Yeah. Now, Yankee fans, you could throw your tomatoes at me today. I don't care. Marshall, who led the major league in home runs last year?
The guy from the Mets, right?
No.
Who?
That guy from the Yankees, Luke Voit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He led the major league in home runs last year, didn't he?
Yeah, well, half a season, yeah.
Well, he still led the major league in home runs. The Yankee fans love saying that. And who did they pick up from the Cubs?
Rizzo.
And what position does he play?
First base.
And what position does Voit play?
Goodbye.
What the hell is this team doing? Yeah. Who started for the Yankees yesterday? Wasn't it some guy named Cole?
Yep.
Didn't he give up 8 runs?
7 runs and
7 earned.
Yeah, 7 earned in what, 6?
4 runs in the first inning. That's a way to start a ball game that you really need to win, right?
Yeah.
Your ace gives up 4 runs in the first inning. And he did not do well against the Red Sox his last start. And in his last 5 starts, since the sticky came out, he's 2-3 with an ERA near 6. So I really don't think Rizzo was the problem. Gallo I could see playing center field because yesterday Grady the Great dropped the fly ball, which led to a bunch of runs for the Rays in one inning. But getting Rizzo, all right, explain that to Voit. What's that tell Luke Voit? We don't want you anymore. Boy, the Yankees really know how to win friends and influence people. That's why I hate the Yankees. They you shoot their yap, Voit, and you go get Rizzo, and Voit's out the door. And it's just bad business. It's bad business. The Yankees still need pitching. If they didn't get Gallo and they didn't get Voit and they got Scherzer, I would say the Yankees did something to help themselves. They didn't do anything to help themselves. Yeah. People are going to tell you, oh, we're making a run. Where are you running to? Popeyes? You getting a chicken sandwich? Yeah. The Yankees are still not going anywhere.
It's a... If people can't see that, well, anyways, we'll just get off the Yankees for now.
The fixes you need are the weaknesses you have.
Yeah.
Getting Gallo to play center field, okay. Hicks, goodbye, Hicks. I mean, that's another guy they were high on. Goodbye. So he's not playing no more. And you got a guy that he led the major leagues in home runs last year. That was one of your selling points for season tickets this year. Now you got Rizzo. Okay, fine. Guess what? Voit ain't signing with you no more, and Rizzo's contract's up at the end of this year. You better hope you sign him, because if not, you got to hold a first base again.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
The Stems lost again yesterday. Wednesday, the Braves laid a gigantic egg. They had a good chance to go up and pick up 3 games this week against the Mets. And didn't do it. They beat the Mets up again pretty good yesterday. See if the Mets make a move today. I thought they'd try to get Scherzer, but he didn't want to come east, I guess. But they need to sign themselves a pitcher because DeGrom's done. The ship is sinking, and there's a lot of holes in it. And one of the holes the Mets need to pick up is a starting pitcher. If they don't go get a starting pitcher, they're in trouble. If they don't pick up Bryant from the Cubs, they're in trouble because they need a third baseman and they need another outfielder. So, see what happens with the Mets. So far, they've done nothing. If they don't do anything today, it's going to be that old Cubs saying, wait till next year.
All right. Anything else in sports?
The NBA draft was last night. Did they draft any Olympic basketball players?
Not that I saw, but the big news out of the NBA yesterday was the Lakers picked up Westbrook. Does that sound right?
But
that,
yeah, they made a trade, and yeah. I don't even know who the heck the other guys are, though.
Yeah, but that's the only thing that really came out of the NBA.
I thought the NBA might have been drafting one of those big Chinese women or men or whatever they are.
Yeah. Hey, well, not that I could see. Not that I could see. All right. Do we have? Of course, yes, we have Saratoga.
Yeah, we got rained out yesterday. The rains came. Our horse got scratched, so we had no runner yesterday. Today we're going to go to the ninth race where I play for today. It's the Curl in $120,000 overnight stake, basically. Mile and an eighth on the main track. Horse I'm looking at in here is the 5-horse Baron. There's 6 horses in this race. The 4th, 1st captain, undefeated by Curlin, is the sire, is going to be the favorite. But Baron is a horse who has big numbers by Wagelia, stretching out to a mile and an eighth. A lot of these horses have only gone one turn, so to say Wagelia can't get a mile and an eighth, you could say that about a lot of horses in this race. But Wagelia is a consistent horse, 10 starts with 5 wins in 2 seconds. Training very well up at Saratoga for Butch Reed. It was rainy up there yesterday, so I'm staying on the dirt today. This horse is 3-for-3 on the wet, which those of you that can add, that means he's got 2 wins on the dry surface as well. So this horse is good on any surface, 5-to-1. We'll take a shot with Wagelia today, the 5 horse in the 9th race to win the Curling at Saratoga today. The weekend, they got a couple of stakes up there. The 8th race tomorrow is the Vanderbilt. It's a grade 1 going 6 furlongs. Couple of horses in here. I'd like the 6, Whitmore, the old man. He's 8 years old. He's been running good this year, but doesn't have any wins to show for it. I hope he does not have a win tomorrow. I hope he runs 2nd, because my top pick in here, I'm going down to the rail, and people are going to say you're out of your mind, but I'm going with the 1 Lexingtonian, a 20-to-1 shot. I had this horse on Derby Day when he ran 7 furlongs in the Churchill Downs. This horse ran 2nd at 46-to-1. Last time, the Metropolitan Mile on Belmont Day, the horse was just short, very, very short that day. Basically eased, ran last by 45 lengths. But if you look at the workouts for this horse, on July 24th, which was a week ago, this horse had the 4th best workout at Saratoga out of 133 runners that morning. That's a hell of a number. And the workout was pretty good at 47 flat. So look for Lexingtonian to put in a nice run tomorrow and maybe light up the board at what is a 20-to-1 morning line. So in the Vanderbilt, we're going to go with the 1 Lexingtonian and the 6 Whitmore to make up our exactas. Race after that is the 9th race, the Jim Dandy, which is a prep for lightly raced 3-year-old horses that want to try to give it a shot in the Alabama. In here, all roads go through the 5 Essential Quality, who ran 4th in the Derby and ran a nice race pretty much on the front end for half the race against Hot Rod Charlie to win the Belmont. Hot Rod Charlie, for all intents and purposes, won the make-believe Haskell. There's a guy, it's Indian Charlie is his name. It's a periodical. It's kind of like a satire. He's up at Saratoga. He's at Keeneland. It's a little pamphlet that gets handed out. It's a real good thing. He calls the Haskell the Envelope Derby. I love the name he gave it. But Hot Rod Charlie won the Envelope Derby only to get DQ'd. All roads go through Essential Quality. 2 horses to look at to make an exact in this race is going to be the 2-horse and the 3-horse, the 2 Mask Parade and the 3 Wayburn. Mask Parade's trained by Al Stoll, who's having a pretty good meetup at Saratoga. Training very well at Saratoga. The horse won the Ohio Derby. Stick him underneath. And the 3 Wayburn ran 2nd in the Pegasus to Mandaloon, who won the Envelope Derby on the DQ. So we'll go with the 5 with the 2-3 in the Jim Dandy. And then the 10th race at Saratoga is the Bowling Green. It's a grade 2. It's one of the weakest grade 2s you'd ever want to see. These are graded stakes horses that had to run 70 times in the last 2 years with only 12 wins to show for it. Not a great field, in my opinion. We're going to go with the 4, Rock Emperor. I think this horse is going to show some more speed than it's shown in the past. There's not a lot of speed in this race, and whoever makes the lead can win it. So the 4 Rock Emperor with Rosario, who's riding very well up for the meet, I think is going to show more speed. And Cross Border, I think, is going to be close to the pace. Close Border has 6 starts at Saratoga with 5 wins, 9 lifetime wins with 5 of them coming out of Saratoga. That's a horse for the course. So we're going to go with the 2 Cross Border to win the race, ridden by Luis Saez, and hope Rosario pulls a little bit of magic with Rock Emperor and comes in second or wins for us tomorrow afternoon in the 1 3/8 Bowling Green on a turf. So 1 stake race is the pick of the day today. We got 3 stakes up at Saratoga tomorrow. Rain like crazy up there yesterday, so I don't know what to expect on today's track condition, but they should be fast and firm tomorrow.
All right, Mike, have yourself a great weekend. We'll speak to you on Monday.
You too, guys. Keep on rehabbing, there, Marshall.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Have a good one.
Mike Cossey with the check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.